Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSIinc.biz is his website. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about, we started out talking about the definition of the dreamers, the young kids who are brought to America by their parents. Everybody's undocumented, everybody's illegal, but the kids don't know it until they try to until they grow up, basically, a lot of times. And what do we do with those kids? There's a little band of. Do we know how many dreamers there are in America, Bill?
No, but I think the number is probably in the range of 700,000 to 800,000. At worst case, I would think if that much.
Right. And so that's a big part of the debate. Then we've got the young kids coming across the border right now who are coming over by themselves. And you believe that they're not dreamers, that they're refugees. I know the UN wants to call them refugees. I don't know what to call them, Bill. I don't know what to think about all that. But I do know one thing. America has a literal and a political debate going on right now. A debate that involves the literal, meaning the people are here, and the political, meaning I'm not going to do anything that's going to get you credit, help you get credit for it. The Democrats and the Republicans are saying that to each other. We got an immigration crisis in America, I think. What do you think, Bill?
I don't disagree. I think you and I could, in terms of the human condition, we could leave aside the issue of whether you want to extend these people's citizenship or not. I frankly don't care at this point. What I want to extend to them is safety. I mean, you and I were talking during the break about the people we know who were young kids who were packed off by their parents in Cuba right after Fidel came in and wound up being sent under the guise of the Jesuits, and there were several thousand of them to Florida, and they've turned out to be the pillars of the Florida business community in the years to come. So,
all over the country, not just Florida. I mean,
Florida. I mean, you know, from Ted Cruz is an example of it. The fact of the matter is that we're a nation of 300 million, you know, even 11 million undocumented immigrants, if the number is that high, is just over 3% of our population, and I'm not sure that's actually it's actually an 11 million number. You hear varied numbers of it. We processed 50,000 people a week at Ellis Island back in the sea. You know, I mean,
right.
it's not a big number, and we've got that inscription.
But these are children that somebody's got to do something with. I mean, don't you, Bill? There are two issues here, aren't there? One is what do we do with the people who are here? Number two, how do we stop this from getting worse? How do we secure our borders? Are you a tight border person, or do you care about the border?
I think no great nation can long exist if it does not have control of its borders.
There you go.
Having said that, most of these kids are showing up at the border and turning themselves in.
As Mara Lyson called it the other day, they're falling into the arms of the authorities.
And there's a reason for that. Back in the Bush administration, and I'm lauding Bush for doing this. When the violence in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua was getting out of hand, there was a bill put through Congress that said if these kids get here, they're basically offered refugee status and a stance to.
And that's where we are right now. This isn't something President Obama had anything to do with. But Bill, before we can say, okay, this is what we do with the people who are illegal, don't we have to say, okay, what we do with these people, we know who they are, we know how many they are, and we're not have another million coming in this year. Don't we have to stop the border, them coming across the border, at least to deal with the people who are here?
Jim, a million people is one half of 1% of our population.
I know, but over 20 years, that's not the same thing.
I don't think that you can. I think the current thrust of the people coming north from those countries has everything to do with the drug violence that's gotten out of hand, and we need to do
something about that.
Yeah,
What about terrorists? What if they're coming across with suicide vests or dirty bombs? I mean, isn't that you said it yourself?
I think our borders are not that porous. I think when you've got a bunch of young kids turning up at the border and turning themselves in, if they happen to be wearing suicide vests, they got the wrong mission to
They're not the ones I'm worried about, though.
I agree with that, but I will tell you that you and I both know 60% of the undocumented Americans came here legally on visas as students and overstayed their visas or as workers.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people think that there's this flood tide coming from Mexico. It's
You're right
not
about
small,
that.
I'll be
no.
sure. But it's not the majority of people, and in fact, many of those illegals, the undocumented, the 11 million, are from Thailand or China or all over the world.
What I'm worried about, though, Bill, is the politics is going to prevent any kind of approach to a solution.
I am worried about that, too, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, sir. Have
See
a good
you next
weekend.
Time. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we get smarter when Bill joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.